is K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. K-A-Y-T. Praising the Lord.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've just tuned in to the media ministry of New Zion Missionary Baptist Church of Winfield, Louisiana, pastored by Reverend Tramiel Ham. The Lord says in His Word that in 2 Timothy, preach the Word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season Word.
In our lives, amen, amen. I hope you are feeling better than you look this morning. Amen. I hope you feel better than you look. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. I'm excited for you this morning. Amen. We thank God for our music ministry blessing us. Come on, give God praise for them blessing us this morning. Thank God for our music ministry and blessing us and setting atmosphere for worship and for the word. Amen. Amen. If you have your Bible, we invite you to join us in the New Testament passage of 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. There the Holy Spirit has guided us to share a word with God's people today. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. Very familiar passage of scripture, but we want to see how much meat is on the bone today. 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. If I happen to take flight, y'all just forgive me. And y'all just catch me another day. 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. Amen. Do you mind if I just preach to y'all and ignore y'all at the same time? All right. Amen. 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 It's just good to see you. And if you knew how good God is to you. Amen. He is.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
2 Corinthians chapter 4. I want to commence reading at verse number 7, if you were the following. Are we there? The Word of God reads thusly. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. We'll stop right there. The grass withers, the flowers fade thereof. The word of our God shall last and stand forever. You may take your seats. God bless you. I want to tag this text this morning. What's keeping me together? What's keeping me together? I need to say this to you online, and I need to say this to you in person, and be bold enough to tell you, you don't look like what you've been through. If you can't praise God for anything else this morning, you ought to be able to testify and bless God that you don't look like everything that you have been through. Do you have a wave offering you can just give God this morning? As you tell God, Lord, I thank you that I don't look like everything I've been through. This morning, you're looking like some of the stuff you've been through. You look like this week. You look like last night. You look like this morning. But I want to talk to folk who know that all you've been through, all that you've seen, all that you've encountered, you don't look like what you've been through. If I want to shout you one more time, I would tell you that I got to shout because what I've been through, I'm not still in. I came through it. I came out of it because the Lord kept me. I am. You are. kept by the hand and by the grace of the Most High God. Come on and bless him real quick. Hallelujah. And you may be asking yourself the question this morning, and somebody else is looking at your life, and they're trying to figure out, after everything you've been through, how are you keeping it together? You shouldn't be here this morning with a halfway right mind. You shouldn't be here this morning with your health and strength. Some of the places you've gone, things you've done, people you've been around, and here you are in the presence of God, in the place of God, and got the nerve to give him glory. What's keeping you together? You should have lost your mind years ago. You should be in an asylum right now. You should be strung out right now. Can I really be nosy? With some of your story, it's a wonder you ain't in the ditch right now. But God, through his hand of mercy, has allowed you and I to breathe his air yet again, to give him glory yet again. What's keeping you together? Sick and you've been healed. Broke and being provided for. Left out and still got company. What's keeping you together? It's the age-old secret. It's the age-old question that people have for the people of God. What are y'all shouting for? What are you so happy about? See, you want to really shut your critics up? Praise God anyway. You don't want, today ain't the day for a pity party. Today's the day to let the devil, your problem, your issue know, I'm still going to show up. I'm still going to give him glory. I'm still going to lift my hand. I'm still going to read his word. I'm still going to pray. No matter what you do to me. Because the Lord is keeping me together. Lied on, he's keeping me together. Scandals, he's keeping me together. Tragedy, he's keeping me together. I'm still here because he's keeping me together. And it's the question people have. It's the question, people looking at you. And I know, sit down on this because you ain't going to want to hear this. Some people are watching you. No matter how much you're trying to hide your walk with God, people are still watching you, and they're not watching what you think. They don't care anything about your money. They don't care about your status. They're watching how you made it through some of the stuff you've been through, and you still got the nerve to celebrate a God and to serve a risen Savior and to still be good to folk who ain't good to you. What is keeping you together? Maybe this morning I'm talking to people who are wondering themselves, what's keeping me together? Do you ever want to go crazy and can't because he's keeping you together? Do you ever want to be depressed and you end up having joy because he's keeping you together? Do you ever want to have a pity party and you end up smiling and singing a song? It's because he's keeping you together. Yeah. Yeah. Watch this. The body of Christ, the body of Christ, this thing is not about you looking like you haven't been through anything. This is not about us fronting and stunting and pretending like everything in my life goes well. Ministry, Christianity, y'all ain't gonna like this. It's about scars and not stars. I don't wanna see your stars. I need to see your scars. Have you been through some stuff? Have you seen some stuff and still give God glory? Anybody can bless him when it's going well. Anybody can bless him when you got money. Anybody can glorify him when you feel good. But I wish I had five people. I'd be number six who don't have it all together, but I'm going to still give him glory. My life ain't perfect, but I'm going to give him a perfect praise because he's keeping me.
And this is all, Paul deals with in 2 Corinthians. He writes this letter, the second letter to the church of Corinth, to folks who are, you ready for this? Keep coming for him. The first letter he wrote was to clear up some issues in the church. Those issues in the church got resolved. But word is still going forth, and some Judaizers, some fake folk. Oh, Lord. Some fake false prophets are coming to the church and telling them everything they've seen through Paul is wrong. Because if God is so great, why are you going through? Paul himself, as the pastor of this church of Corinth, is under scrutiny by these Judaizers who are trying to make everything be about law and doing everything right and dotting your I's and crossing your T's. And Paul has taught them, you can't do enough to be saved. You can't preach enough to be saved. You can't sing enough to be saved. That salvation comes through faith in the grace of Jesus Christ alone. And it's frustrating people who try to keep you in a box because they don't wait until, some people wait till they get better and believe. But God wants people who are broken and still believe. And Paul is under scrutiny, these critics. Anybody ever had critics? Okay, I'm just talking to real, everybody loves you, huh? I wish I had folk who know what it means to be criticized. If you go up, you should have went down. If you go right, you should have been left. If you go in, you should have came out. Every time you do something, it seems like they got something to say concerning what you do. If you eat, you should have not ate. If you don't eat, you need to eat. Everything you do, somebody has something to say. But Billy and Sal and Sue can do whatever they want to do, and nobody says anything. But because you love God and you represent Jesus, it seems like folk keep coming for you and trying to make you give up on the very thing that Jesus died for. I wish I had a witness. It's folk at home coming for you. People on the job coming for you. You ready? It's folk in the church that's coming for you. You look at me crazy, and one day you speak, and the next day you don't speak, and one day you love me, and the next day you hate me, and you're setting me up, and you're setting traps, and one day you hug me, and when you hug me, you got a knife trying to stab me in the back. Oh, Lord. People keep coming for you. Folk keep coming for you. And it seems like for them to leave you alone, just play their game. I don't know who I'm preaching to this morning. Who's in a place in a valley of decision about, do I just let them have it and play their game, or stand strong and be what God has said I am? That ain't for everybody. You know why some of y'all can't praise God on that? Because y'all summon a finger upon us. Y'all some of the critics. You ain't gonna try to live nothing, don't want to live nothing, but you always got your finger pointed at somebody else. Get in trouble all the way. You don't want to live nothing, but you criticize the folks who try. And you come this morning with your judgmental, stuck-up, arrogant self. And everything has to meet your criteria for it to be something real. It's got to be the right song. It's got to be the right beat. Some of y'all shut down because wasn't even no drum today. Y'all can't handle nothing that ain't going the way you want it to go. And you shut down because it ain't your favorite person. It ain't your favorite singer. It ain't your favorite preacher. They're in my seat. They're in my spot. They're in my position. Sit yourself down somewhere. Paul say, folk keep coming for me. And so Paul writes this second epistle, this letter to the church of Corinth. I got a word for those of y'all who keep coming for me. Yeah, he said, I got a word for the folk. This is the most personal letter Paul writes. Normally, Paul writes doctrine. Normally, Paul tells you about God and righteousness and vindication and salvation and justification and vindication. He normally tells you that. But Paul said, y'all keep coming for me. And I did not ask you. So Paul said, what I'm going to do, though, is I'm not going to say it. I'm going to live it. There it is. There it is. You don't like it. You don't like it. Paul says, I'm going to show you why I am the way that I am. Because the very ones running their mouth did not save me. The very ones who got something to say did not lift me up. The very ones who always criticizing me did not wake me up this morning. So Paul says, let me show you, because y'all wondering as much here. Y'all ready? Y'all ready? God will let you know the folks coming for you, but he don't tell you, he don't give you license to get them like you want to get them. Here's your word, somebody. Your way through that is up. You got too much to lose to play a stupid game. I dare somebody this morning to rise above foolishness and still be faithful and watch God make a way. And I'm about to prove it to you in the text. I don't have to respond to everybody else's stupidity. You weak. You soft. You passive. You can't let people do you any kind of way. Do you know when you're so caught up in God's business, you don't even know half the stuff people doing? Because my focus ain't on what people are doing. Here it is. Paul says, you ready? Because I see some of us this morning, and I want to help every last one of us, if y'all just let me, that you can't prove stuff to folk who don't want to believe anyway. In this fourth chapter, in verses 1-6, Paul is talking to, he's talking about the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he said that the only folk who are walking in darkness are those who are perishing. In other words, these are folks who are dying anyway. They're headed to hell and destruction anyway. Because the veil has been removed. And anybody can receive salvation in Jesus Christ. But watch this. You might be around people who don't want it. But I dare somebody this morning, young people, I want y'all to really hear me too. Don't let other folk not want Jesus cause you not to want Jesus. Grown folk, don't let some of these folk you trying to impress cause you to forfeit what God has put in you. What happened to my stand-ups and my claps then? You will not be liked very much when you stand for the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, here's your trouble. Here's the trouble we have in this morning. You don't expect this opposition to come from outside the church. But the text talks to us about folk in the church with different beliefs trying to disrupt unity in the church with their own beliefs that's not biblical, but it's how they feel. And somebody this morning is messed up, not because of your faith, but how you feel. Because I feel like this shouldn't happen to me because I'm saved. I feel like people should always love me because I love everybody else. And your feelings are hurt. Ham. You in sitting here with hurt feelings and won't get it fixed. And your feelings now are affecting your faith. I better leave this alone. This stuff you ready for this? Some of this stuff you think you know by folk has nothing to do with your faith. Tell the truth to yourself this morning and say it's how I feel about it. Now, what you not gonna like, something else you ain't gonna like, is that just cause you feel like that about it don't mean God does. So Paul says, y'all coming for me. Y'all always got something to say about what I'm doing. And Paul said, y'all really ready for this one? Y'all wait good till I go on another journey. Y'all never come to me and say what you got to say about me. You always telling other folk who can get it to me. You're always telling Apollos. You're always telling Timothy. You're always telling Titus how you feel about me. But I set up this church, and I stayed here for a year and a half. Y'all said nothing. By the time I leave and go to Troas, y'all got something to say. Most of your critics, you ready for this, y'all? I got to move on, but let me help. I want to just help minister to people deal with criticism. You're only criticized by people who are not doing what you're doing. Because if they had time to criticize you, they should have been using that time to do something else. And if you stop doing what you're called to do to face their criticism, you'll never do what you're supposed to be doing. And that's what they're trying to do, stop you from keep producing. Paul says, y'all think that my life is about being perfect. Paul says, my life was never called and designed to be perfect. Paul says, I don't have a problem telling y'all the things I've gone through. Your problem with me is, Paul says, and what God is saying to you today, people's problem with you, and even sometimes your problem with yourself, y'all ready for this? Is that in the midst of what you go through, you still pressing on. You know why the enemy is really mad and some people are mad? Because this pandemic was supposed to take you out. How have you gotten better? How has your life in so many ways gotten better? How has your family time increased since the pandemic made y'all stay and deal with each other? See, the pandemic worldwide is meant to show you what you can't do. But if you start looking at it spiritually, you'll see what you have. Y'all don't like it. Y'all don't like it. Y'all don't like it. Y'all don't like that. Y'all don't like it. Because you think everything you need is out there. And God is showing you everything you really need you already had. Paul says, I'm going to show you what's keeping me together. Because y'all trying to say I'm really not an apostle. I'm not a real child of God. Y'all trying to say, it's one thing to bother me. But when you come with about my relationship with God, anybody been there? I can handle a lot of stuff you say and do. But when you try to mock my walk with God, maybe y'all ain't been there. But when folk really come against your faith, and make light of it and have an attack because they don't know the tears you've cried and they don't know the prayers you've prayed. They don't know how much it took you getting it wrong to understand how to get it right. And they don't know what it cost you to get to a place you're in now. And so you take that personal. And Paul said, I'm going to show you what's keeping me together. It starts with a precious possession. Can the church say precious possession? What's keeping me together is that we have a precious possession. Verse number 7 clearly says, but we have this treasure. This what? Treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. What you have going for you is not something you go see on Snapchat. Mm-hmm. What you have going for you is not what you see on Facebook. Uh-huh. And you think that your life is worthless based on what you see externally. Mm-hmm. See how quiet y'all got right there? Because you think you are worthless today. You think you have nothing to offer today. You think, I don't know who I'm talking to, who's just going through the motions and don't care if you live or die because you feel like it's really no value to you. And you done played so much with that spirit that you don't know how to be happy. You play so much with depression, you don't even know how to have joy no more because you play with it all the time. And God says to you, you have a treasure in you. And it's called the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. That he came of a virgin birth, that he lived and he died on a cross, and he shed his blood, and 3 days later, he got up with all power in his hand, and he now, 50 days later, gave you the Holy Ghost that lets you walk, lets you live, lets you breathe. You have a treasure in you. I know, y'all don't want to hear nothing about that because you want your treasures at the Bank of Winfield. You want your treasures at Sabine. But treasures are only valuable to those who possess it. Okay. He says, don't get it twisted. I got to insult you before I can bless you. Don't get it twisted. You're not the treasure. But what you have inside of you is the treasure. That's why when you take away from me stuff, I still got a testimony because I'm not the treasure. Watch this. You are an earthen vessel. It's a picture of clay pots that we are made of clay. We're made of dust. Dust we are formed and dust we shall return, right? Y'all know that we're dirt. You smelling good, but you dirt. You got weave extensions all on dirt. You got a suit covering dirt. A nice blouse covering dirt. Tell your neighbor, you are dirt. But I love you anyway because of the treasure you got on the inside. See, some of y'all need to come down off this old high horse you on, thinking you all that in a bag of chips. You are nothing aside from the power of God. You are dirt too. You old dirt. You retired dirt. You're educated dirt. You got a doctorate with dirt. You're dumb dirt. You're smart dirt. You're just dirt. Here's what I learned. Notice I said this is what I what? Learn. Empty vessels make the most noise. Because when you know what's on the inside of you, I have nothing to prove to people anymore. I don't care. Laugh in my hoopty. Laugh in my shack. It covers me. It gets me from point A to point B. I don't want to be like you. I got a treasure on the inside. And I wish y'all would take about six seconds, and just thank God for the treasure you have on the inside. You've got the power of God on the inside. You've got his word on the inside. Here it is. That dust, that shell is going to go in the ground. I'm trying to bless somebody. I want y'all to see yourself how God sees you. That shell is got problems. That flesh has issues. Sometimes that vessel gets sick. That vessel bleeds. That vessel goes through stuff. That vessel have to be laid off. That vessel gets attacked. But nothing happens to the treasure. Even when the clay pot it's buried into the ground, earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. May the Lord bless thee. May the Lord keep thee. When we put the flowers on you, that shell is in the ground. But the treasure is still there. The treasure never dies. The treasure never is destroyed. The treasure is stronger now than it ever been before. Thank God for your treasure. Watch this. Paul says, y'all keep wondering, why I, as powerful as God has made me, why am I so ordinary? Because real apostles in this day and folk who are supposed to have all this power in them should be boasting of it. They should be living better than they are. And how can he be this life-changing apostle still making tents? No, man. See, I'm trying to help us get from being so vain and being so having a lack of depth, because blessings have nothing to do with what you have. And some of us are wasting our life and going crazy trying to hold on to possessions. You're not working extra hours just to pay a bill. You're working extra hours so you can get something to go brag about. And not doing anything with the treasure on the inside. Can I insult all of us real quick? We are some complaining people. We are rich. Because the text says you have a treasure. And if you possess a treasure, you are rich. You are prosperous. No matter what it says on your bank account. And your life has got to be more than having stuff. Your life is more than a side-by-side. And because you can't afford a side-by-side, you all in your feelings and you think God don't love you. Because you've been wanting to go to Mudfest and you ain't been able to go to Mudfest and get in the side-by-side and cut up like everybody else. But God feeding you baloney. He is taking care of your children. He's taking you through school and them. And you ain't said thank you for that. It's always about what I don't have. It's always about who don't love me. But what about the treasure on the inside? I better get out of here. All this complaining. What do you think will happen to this vessel anyway? Though the outward man perish, the inward man is renewed every day. That's why you got your smile. Because of that light of the gospel that's manifesting itself through you. I want to bless you real quick. Because earthen vessels can be broken. And I want to talk to about three people who get what I'm about to say. You've been broken, but don't look broken. I thought I had some real people. Life has broken you, but by the time you done got over it, you don't look like you've been broken because you still have a roof over your head, clothes on your back, food on the table. That he broke you and still uses you. Y'all, I wish I had a witness here. That he'll break you, and the reason he break you because you keep thinking about you. That's why you can't shut up. That's why the Redeemer of the Lord got to say so, because the darkness in the world needs to know that even though we're going through stuff, there is a God that sits high and looks low. He'll heal you. He'll save you. He'll provide. He'll take care of you. He will do it. Though, for we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power, watch this, will not be seen in us. Can I help somebody? Maybe you too strong. Maybe some of us are too smart. Maybe you got too many answers. You're too cute. You're too pretty. You're too handsome. You're too intellectual. So no power from God can be seen in you. Because you put more focus on the vessel than the treasure. y'all got to learn to stop worrying about the container and focus on the contents. Now, I'm going to say something because many of us, even as believers, we're pretty shallow people. And we done missed out on great friendships and relationships looking at containers. And don't know what's in the contents. You know why he can spend all that time looking good? Because he don't work. I wish somebody would help me preach this thing. You know why she's putting all that time and attention on her hair and her body? Because she don't have anything else to do. Can't find the kitchen. What's that room with that box that gets cold? What's that contraption with these little four things that get hot? But she look good. But you gonna get hungry sooner or later, brother. And you got an earthen vessel look real good. And now your vessel shriveling up dying because you can't eat. Oh, he got a six pack. He's chiseled. He's got dreads and twists and tattoos and all that. He look like a movie star, but he ain't the movie star, is he? He looks so good. You focus on the vessel. And 30 days later, you and that vessel in the dark. Because the vessel won't go work. He playing a 2K. A 30-year-old vessel playing 2K, but don't have a 401K. It's something wrong. It's all right, y'all ain't got to say, man, I'll preach by myself. You are not the treasure. You possess a treasure. And stop getting mad because I want to help my church so bad today. I really want to help my church. Because you're frustrated because you keep thinking you're the treasure and the calendar has shown you oh, Lord have mercy. Y'all can't take nothing, so I can't say it like I want to say it. Because y'all can't take nothing. Because y'all realizing that your steps ain't like they used to be. If you can make a step, hallelujah. Getting out of bed in the morning, I don't even know what day it is. Disoriented. Don't even know where I'm going or coming. There was a day you could just jump out of bed and get to going. Now you jump out of bed, you're going to fall out and collapse from vertigo. I'm trying, Bruce. It happens to all of us. What's done happened to us is that those of us who used to be the younger, you know, messed around and got older. You laughed at Big Mama and them walkers. And Big Mama passed that walker down to you, didn't she? And now you shame. You sit there, can't walk, holding on to stuff and can't walk because you shame to have a walker and a stick. Because you don't want to accept the fact that my vessel, because I've been thinking my vessel is the treasure. But what happens when you become valuable no matter what your season is? I once was young, and now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging for bread. It takes you from there to here to see that God is still good because my treasure is on the inside. All this money we spending on trying to keep something up that gravity says no. Y'all will catch that for the week over with. Gravity say, let it be. Dear Lord, let it be. All right, now y'all got me, don't you? Y'all got me now. But you got a treasure on the inside that's always renewed every day. That's why you can feel younger than you are, because your treasure is not on how I feel. It's on the God that's keeping me. And bless, Lord, keep me day by day in a pure and perfect way. By now, get in trouble, Ham. By now, 60 plus ought to be telling us, younger, it don't take all that. 30-year-old shouldn't be having to teach a 60-year-old, Pop, come on in, man. It's time to bring it on in, man. In order to be a sugar daddy, you got to have some sugar. If everybody in the club calling you Pops, it's time to bring it on in, man. Ladies are there in the club saying, yes, ma'am, to you. It's time to bring it on in, ma'am. Take that treasure and go home and be in before that medicine cut, and you're going to fall asleep in the club. Trying to keep up with folk you can't keep up with. It's time to bring it on in. Because it's an earthen vessel. I'm preaching better than y'all saying amen. Ain't no shame in saying you hurting, that happens. Can't walk and can't, you need, that's what they have them for, assistance. Oh, I got it falling all over the place. I got it. No, you don't. I rebuke that. You better take that medicine. Stop trying to mix this stuff. All right. We have a precious possession. And so the power of God may be seen and not us. That anything you're able to do that comes from you is not you, it's God in you. Has anybody been through it? Where when people wondering how something great came from you, you have a testimony that it ain't me. It's the God working in me that's making it happen. I ain't got enough sense to take care of myself. I don't have enough wisdom to know how to stretch like that. It's God taking care of me because of the treasure he's trusting me with. How many of y'all know what it's like to have more month than money? And your life still on. Food on the table. Children being provided for. It's because of the treasure on the inside of you. It's the power of God being seen that's not yours. So this fashion show we keep having on Sunday mornings, who's the judge? You trying to impress people broke as you. If it's clean and it matches, wear it. And even sometimes I ain't gonna bother you about matching if it's clean. Please clean it. But we got to stop trying to live to impress people and trying to cover up a vessel and don't have the treasure. So what we're doing today is working on the treasure, regardless of what happens to the vessel. Y'all don't like that one, do you? I want to sustain and feed and nurture my treasure regardless of what life throws to the vessel. I'm not going to grow bitter because my vessel is going through a storm. Because my soul is still all right. I still got a praise on the inside, whether I feel good or feel bad. Broke praise and wealthy praise sound the exact same way because it's praise. Well, you got a precious possession. That's what's keeping me together. And secondly, there's persistent preservation that's keeping me. Persistent preservation. That's a nice way of saying he always taking care of me. Y'all, go in the text.
have to read the Bible to y'all, because we don't read it no other day but Sunday. Look at verse 8. We are troubled on every side. All around you is pressure. It's stuff designed to crush you. Okay, I'm going to try again. We are troubled on every side. Is anybody don't mind admitting that my whole life right now has been turned upside down? Home crazy, work crazy, school crazy, internet crazy, Washington crazy, Baton Rouge crazy, Winfield crazy, church crazy. I'm showing up crazy. Troubled on every side. And the enemy will have you believe that because you saved, you shouldn't have trouble. Paul says, we are troubled on every side. In other words, the pressure is coming, but it hadn't crushed you. I have not crushed under the pressure. I'm still here. I still have a word. I'm still in the presence of God, even though I'm in the midst of the pressure. Because from the pressure has come oil of anointing. From the pressure has come the best part of me. I didn't know how to pray right until I got under pressure. I didn't know what praying was until I got under pressure. I didn't know what faith was until I got under pressure. And somebody ought to thank God this morning that if it wasn't for the pressure, I'd never make progress. I'm better now because of the pressure. We are troubled on every side, but we're not what? We're not distressed. We are not crushed by what's trying to crush us. Can I tell you why you hadn't crushed? I told you already. Because that treasure on the inside won't let you be crushed. Because potatoes in hot water get softer. Eggs in hot water get harder. But the inside of the egg can be got, but the outside is still able to handle it. Because God has designed you with a treasure on the inside that can handle the heat. So when trouble comes, when issues come, even though it's hot, I can stay cool. Even though it's pressure, I can still praise him because on the inside, it's going to take care of me. Y'all know something? Anybody ever played golf? You ever see a golf ball? And the golf ball has little dents. Little dents on the golf ball. Little dents on the golf ball. They started out giving golf balls just smooth. But they determined through research that if we want them to travel farther, you got to let them get dented. So it can handle every hit. The golf ball has dents all around it. Not just in certain places on the golf ball. So that no matter which side you hit me from, when you hit me because of what I'm made from and what I got on the inside, I'm going to still travel where I need to go. Can I help somebody real quick? That don't get mad about the trouble in your life. Don't get mad about some of the frustration in your life. God is preparing you to take you to a new trajectory. He's taking you to a new level. He's taking you to a new distance that you've never been to before. Let them hit you with their words. Let the job hit you with the pressure. Let stuff hit you, but watch God send you somewhere you've never been before. We are troubled on every side. Yet we're not distressed. He says we're perplexed. Oh, we are perplexed. Some of the stuff I'm living, Paul says, is not that I understand everything going on in my life. Some of the stuff happening to me, Paul says, I don't know why it's happening. See, y'all got to be real
to be honest and say, Paul, you ain't by yourself, man. Because there's some stuff right now I ain't asked for. It's some stuff I didn't sign up for that's coming into my life, and I don't understand. Why am I dealing with this? Why did this happen to me? What did I do wrong? It perplexes me. But then Paul says, I'm perplexed, but I'm not in despair. He says, I don't understand. Y'all ain't gonna like this, but I'm not tripping off of it. I don't get it, but I don't have to get it. I don't know why, but I don't need to know why. The weapon got formed, but his word say it won't prosper. So if I know it won't prosper, it don't matter why it's happening. I just know no matter what happens, it won't prosper because I'm a child of God. So even though I don't understand it, I'm not going to let it trip me out. Because you start understanding that with this walk with God, go come some stuff. A man born of a woman, Job says, is of a few days. And those days are full of trouble. Because we live in this world, some things are going to happen. And I know you were saying like I have, I never thought they would go crazy. Are you perplexed by people? Okay, I'll be the only one in church. Some people got me confused. Some people only got me perplexed, man. I look at some people, good as God been to you. That's what he brought you out for? Do people ever confuse you? If that's how you go spend your money? You just begged everybody, and that's you went straight to 167 South and made that quick right turn in Crayola? And 2 weeks later, you ain't gonna be able to even afford to pay attention? Do people perplex you? Okay, I thought I was talking to real church. Some folk I just don't understand. I don't understand some folk. I don't understand some of y'all. Some of y'all probably don't understand me. How are we going to make this work when we don't understand what's wrong with you? But then the word will take you back to so many different issues to let you know you ain't got to understand them. But you learn how to love them, work with them, help them, be a blessing to them, pray for them, bless them that curse you, pray for them that spitefully use you, even with people who confuse you. That's perplexing. Am I teaching all right? People confuse you. You went through all the trouble to come to church to not do nothing? Some of the stuff God blessed us through, and you go through all that trouble just to look around everybody else. That confuses me. Well, I done seen God heal. I've seen God deliver you. I've seen God save you, and you come here and look like... That's perplexing, but it don't trip me out. You know why? Because just because you don't want to, don't mean I don't have to. I'm going to still praise him. I'm going to still glorify his name. Some of us are perplexed because you think everybody came to worship. Understand by now, everybody didn't. But it has nothing to do with you. That's why the psalmist says, I will bless the Lord at all times. I can't speak for you. I can just speak for me. And whether you speak with me or whether you not speak with me, I will bless the Lord. All right, let's get done. He says we are troubled on every side, but not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. I'm not even tripping. I even have a good understanding, even as I understand you. God will give you the opportunity to understand what you're dealing with without understanding why it happened. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Then he says, we are persecuted, but not abandoned. Persecuted. Everybody got quiet in the church right then. Because in this season, some folk are going to leave you. You want to know what's perplexing? How some people will start persecuting you. People you never thought. Am I helping anybody? People you never thought would turn their back on you. And somebody today is trying to figure out, you're perplexed. We grew up together. We come from the same place. I've never done you wrong. I've always looked out for you. When they talked about you, I stood up for you. I never lied on you. I even covered for you when you did it. And you turned your back on me. Persecuted. And the only reason it's happening is because you love Jesus. When you start, you ready? You got to be honest with yourself. When I start doing better in God, folk left me. Because somebody by now has learned, I can't have some friends and follow Jesus. You don't even feel right hanging with them. And they ain't even resorting to follow Jesus. And they made the decision to attack you just like everybody else did. They treated you as though all that you put into this friendship relationship was nothing. I've been faithful to this ministry. I've been faithful. And they let one gossip, one rumor, and they attacked. They met up on me. They met before the meeting on me. Because how else would you know that much info if you ain't already met on me? Because you don't even know me like that to even be coming at me. But you got with somebody who know me better than that. And people had a chance to stand with me. And you were expecting support. And you look back. You were by yourself. You were made to look like a fool. You were persecuted. Paul says, just because they left you, don't mean the Lord did. Let me minister to my house. Let me do what I'm called to do and minister to my house. Can y'all allow me just to minister to you? I can't worry about shouting, y'all. I got to help shape us. I want us to be better and have victory in our life. Some people got to leave so you'll see Jesus. Some of y'all too hung up on people and ain't getting hung up on Jesus. I don't know who that was for. But he's letting them, God is allowing it. He could stop it right now. But he says, you need to know there is a friend that's sticking closer than a brother. And it's not your buddy or pal. You need to learn how to get hooked up with me. And when you start loving the Lord's company, oh, my God. When you love how to let the Lord be your company, he now prepares you for the right company. Because if you can't handle my Jesus, you can't handle me. We are a package deal. Me and the Lord are a package deal. I'll go to the ball game with you. I'll go dancing with you. We'll